It's Friday's Roundup with Phil and Hank. Total nonsense, a weekend outlook, dumbest criminals, facts about anything and nothing, and leftovers from the week. Just like that sandwich from Tuesday on Hank's desk, it's a little stale, but you'll probably eat it anyway. Today's Roundup is brought to you by the great folks at Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home.
Move them on. It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in. Rawhide.
Hey. Good morning, young man. Where you been, buddy? Working?
Working? What? No.
You're
not going to lie to people. I'm not going to lie to people.
What were you doing? Scanning the internet?
I was looking for food in your office.
Oh, okay. There's some in there.
I found a wheelbarrow full.
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah.
So if you're missing anything, don't worry about it, buddy.
People have been bearing gifts. The other day I walked in and there were some mallow cups and a salted nut roll and, man, all of these things to lead me astray.
It's tough, isn't it?
How am I supposed to keep New Year's resolution?
I have my New Year's resolution. Just chuck it on right down.
Well,
day 30.
Day 30 of eating whatever you want.
Yep, right. Uh-huh. Yep.
Your special diet.
Yep. So you should join.
That is special.
Yes.
Hey, some things to celebrate today. It's Eat Brussels Sprouts Day.
Love Brussels sprouts.
You know, that's another thing that Mother used to say, how are you going to learn to like it if you don't eat it? And she was, kind of right.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't make them. June puts them in the oven, kind of grills them or bakes them in the mm-hmm. oven, put a little soy sauce on top of them maybe. Voila.
Maybe some cheese and some bacon bits.
Oh, yeah. Or butter. Butter's, yeah. Butter's good.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, good stuff. Let me see. It's National Hot Chocolate Day.
Yeah, I'm not a big hot chocolate fan.
It has to be good. Sometimes I've had them at halftime of a cold football game at a mm-hmm. high school game.
And they're more water than chocolate.
It's actually chocolate-covered water.
Yes.
Is what
don't,
it is.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
And I don't like hot water that well.
Yeah.
So there you go. But you gotta double up on the Swiss Miss.
Oh, yeah.
Put a little chocolate syrup in there as well.
Yep.
And then dip a little dollop of ice cream on top.
But
there you go.
To me, just give me a chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk?
Yeah.
That works, too. That's good stuff. What else is it today? It is Backwards Day, so it's kind of your day there, Hank.
Yeah, I was thinking it was your day, too, so apparently we were thinking backwards.
It is. And let's see. Oh, Scotch Tape Day.
Oh, love
it. I just ordered a bunch for the office,
did.
Didn't I?
And I bought some.
We're
set for like 3 years on
yeah,
Scotch
probably.
Tape.
Oh, unless people go to work taping our mouths shut, then maybe.
Well, it's going to be more than Scotch tape.
Yeah, it probably will take more than that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, Brian down at Walsh's, he's got issues today. So
what's the matter with him?
I don't know. Something about his shower not working or something. That's what Norm was telling me yesterday, that he's not smelling the best this year. So.
Maybe there's maybe you combine them. Maybe there's hot chocolate in his shower head.
Maybe they are.
Because I heard about some ruffians that did that once.
Right.
They unscrewed someone's shower head and dumped Nestle's Quick in the shower head and then screwed it back on. And then that person, this helpless individual, was taking a shower in hot chocolate and called their landlord thinking the water was rusty. It just went too far.
Yeah.
Did you do that,
Phil?
I just heard about some guys that did that.
You did it, didn't you?
No, I'm not admitting to anything. I'm just saying.
Well, there you go. Mystery solved.
I heard about it.
Majestic Files, another one in the case.
Majestic. Mr. Majeski Files.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, another one
solved. I think it was after Majeski's jurisdiction worn out.
It doesn't matter.
A few years after that, but yeah.
Did you ever do anything after high school thinking, I hope the school doesn't find out?
No, I don't think so.
I still do.
Do you?
Or hope my dad don't find out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dad would be not proud of his son at this point.
Yeah, I would guess that happens once in a while, doesn't it, for you? Quite often?
Yes. All right, I've got one for you here, buddy.
You do?
All right, yeah. So this is, I'm going to see if I can nail it, which we know I'm not going to because it has words in it, okay? The sixth sink.
It's the Guinness Book of World Records toughest tongue twister.
The sixth sick sheets sixth sheep six. Yeah, it's said to be the toughest tongue twister in the English language.
Let me see here. The sixth sick sheik's sixth sheep's sick. The sixth sick sheik's sixth sheep's sick. Not bad.
Say it three times really fast.
Sixth
right?
sick sheik's sixth sheep sick. I slid a sheet, I slid.
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that. Don't try that one.
Yeah, I mean, if we have words come out we don't want to. The popsicle.
What else?
The popsicle was invented by an 11-year-old, Philip.
What's that?
Who kept it secret for 18 years.
Is that right?
Yes.
That's not fact, or Hanko. That's fact.
That's
huh?
fact. These are all facts.
Oh, wow. Did you ever make homemade popsicles back in the day?
Yes.
Like pour pop into the ice cube tray or Kool-Aid?
The Kool-Aid was really big.
Kool-Aid with sticks?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
There.
Yep. Very good.
Yeah.
So, and you know what's kind of neat, though, that I still like is yogurt. You stick yogurt in. And put, boy, they're good. I like frozen yogurt.
Homemade
like
popsicles.
Yep, they're really good.
Yeah.
In 2001, a cat named Skittles, walked 350 miles from Wisconsin to her home in Minnesota after being lost on a family vacation.
Wow. That's a great story.
Yeah.
Skittles.
So I remember back in the day when I had a cat. It's back in 2012, I think, we had a cat. And this thing would not do anything right. So my wife at the time took this cat, and I'm not kidding you, I think it was 13 miles to a neighbor that wanted it for a barn cat. Which
barn
is,
cat, sure.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. 2 days later, it's back on our back door. That is no lie. Oh, not once, but twice.
Twice?
Yeah, so,
oh, my goodness.
So we kept it.
Yeah, I was going to say after that, you probably...
It was done.
Should have kept it.
Yeah, we did. I don't know where he's at now, but oh my gosh. But he became an outside cat.
Oh, okay.
So,
sure.
The distress signal, SOS, Phil, does not stand for anything.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I didn't either. It's just SOS means help.
Yeah. You're SOS, man.
18% of Americans' income is spent on transportation.
That's probably true.
Yes.
Yeah, it is true. Wow, that's interesting.
So here's
some fact.
Yeah. Super Bowl, or all NFL games, college games, you see that yellow line on the field, you know, like the first down marker?
Yeah, right.
It costs $20,000 per football game to broadcast that yellow line.
Why?
I don't know.
Isn't it just a computer game?
I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know.
They probably need a special machine or computer for it. Maybe that's the cost in it.
I'd go down there and hold the yellow line for 20 grand a game.
I would too, sure. Yeah.
I mean, we could get it together and go, I mean, we got this yellow line down.
And they say it's not official.
But ours would be official.
I suppose.
The yellow line holders.
Yellow line holders, okay. Yeah, I'd do it.
Before developing video games, Nintendo owned Love Hotels, Philip.
Really?
Yeah, private short stay rooms that were used for encounters.
Love. Video games.
No, these were encounters, yes.
Huh. Yeah. You talk about that like you know what you're talking about.
Hey.
Hey, did you hear David Rush was in the news?
No, again?
Again. Well, yeah. I mean, we just talked about him yesterday, but he's got another one. He lathered up his head in shaving cream and used it to catch tennis table balls, or table tennis balls, to officially break the Guinness World Record. He stuck, 30 seconds. He had 14 stuck to his head.
That's impressive.
So, bounce, catch it on your head. Bounce, catch it on your head. And he said the biggest challenge was not having it hit a ball that's
exactly
already stuck to your head. You got to find an open spot on your noggin. Boy, you know, I'm thinking that's one that you could try.
Yeah, I have a huge head.
We should have you try that one.
That more. Would actually be kind of fun to do. Spoons are a millennia older than forks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. Well, interesting.
Yeah. Huh. So I have an interesting one here.
What do you know?
Well, let's see here.
You're just full of...
I'm full of nothing is what I... Oh, here. I've been talking about this all week, Phil.
Okay.
It takes over 500 peanuts to make one jar of regular peanut butter.
Wow.
So on average, it takes 500 peanuts.
I did not know
that.
Yeah. I love peanut butter.
And here's one more that because I know, I have a problem with Beethoven. did you know that Beethoven, and George Washington were alive at the same time?
Oh, I suppose they probably were.
Yeah. George Washington was in his 40s when the Beethoven was born. I hope you
Sounds
have
like a rapper. Yeah.
Buddy, I hope you have a great day. I hope everybody out there has a great day, great weekend. And you know what? Phil, just be kind.